interested in your word and be willing to tell it to others and share it with others. Help us not to be scared about it, but to be fearful, not be fearful about it, but be just, Lord, open to your whole leading, Lord, in doing it. We need your help, Father. We need your help tonight. I need your help as I share this. I pray your blessing upon it. Minister to our hearts and help us to be faithful to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to be a lost kid. Okay? And you're going to be... Could you guys move away from each other a little bit? Can you kind of... That's better. You look like you're crowded. And I don't like crowded people because I'm not crowded myself right now anyway. Anyway, I'm going to get something. Oops. To sit on. Where's me something to sit on? Anything? Oh, I can sit right here. Okay, go ahead and do that. I might fall in my face here in a minute. Thank you. That's great. Super duper. All right, I'm a lost person. Okay? And I've come to visit you. And I found something that I don't understand. Okay? Pretending all this, right? I don't understand this thing. And I come to your house. You're my friends, right? And you're going to help me with this thing. And I'm going to start sharing this. And I'm going to, hey, what's your name? Sharon? My name is David. I want you to help me, Sharon. I found something I don't understand. And it's quite interesting, but I don't understand what it's all about. So, Sharon, I want you to tell me something about this. Will you do it? Come here a minute, Sharon. Come here. These people are in this thing. And they are... They're funny people. They're not all clothed. They don't have all their clothes on. Can you tell me who they are? That's Adam and Eve. Is that what their names are? Adam and Eve. Okay. All right. What's this guy right here? Jesus? Who is Jesus? Okay, well, let me ask you some more questions here as I go through this. Okay? What is he doing over here? Can you tell me? He's telling him not to eat the tree of life. Where did the tree of life come from? He made it. What did he make it for? That's a question. That's a hard question, huh? I don't know the answer to that myself. Okay. Well, he's over here, and he's meeting up with this guy in this story, I guess it is. I don't know what it is, but it's a story. What is this guy over here? Do you know? That's Adam and Eve. Oh, that's the same guy over here, huh? And this is Adam. His name is Adam, and her name is Eve? Oh, okay. All right. So, what are they doing out here though in this place right here? What's this all about anyway? Can you tell me what it's all about? He's in the Garden of Eden. Do we have such a garden? We do. All right. Okay. Well, who? All right, I'll pick on you a little bit more here before I just get rid of you. That's not the way to put it, but it works. So who are these people? Who? Eve? Well, that was that lady's name over here, wasn't it? Okay. Well, what is she doing over here? Oh, she's eating this fruit over here? Oh my goodness. And she's not supposed to do that? Why not? And who is this God? You gotta realize. do that? Why? I think everybody should give me things. I want things from everybody. Don't you think that that's right? No. Come on. Lighten up a little bit here. Let's get this right. All right. You get up here. Change place to a better. And what's your name? Susanna. Okay, Susanna. Well, you're going to have to tell something. She had to go home, the other girl. What's her name? Sharon. Oh, yeah, Sharon. She had to go home. But I'm glad you're still here. So, Susanna, what'd you say? Susanna. My goodness, I wish I could remember things. But it's nice to know you. But Susanna, tell me. If you know this story, do you know this story already? You do? Okay. So who is this guy up here? What's this guy doing? Do you know? Who is it? This who? Oh, that's Eve? Oh, this one's... Wait a minute. Oh, that's Adam. Okay, that's Adam, that's Eve. All right, what are they doing up there? Looking at themselves. What do I want to do that for? I don't want to look at myself. You're scared. So they're looking at themselves because they're something's different about this thing. Why are they got all these clothes on and why are they all messed up? You know? They sinned. What is that? What's sin? Is it doing good stuff or bad stuff? Is that what sin is? Doing bad stuff? Well, I've done a few things that I shouldn't have done. So maybe I'm a sinner. Well, that's not good. Well, let's go on here. What's he doing now? Oh, he's telling them about a punishment that they're doing? Okay. All right, what's he doing over here? Oh, they're trying to wash them, clean themselves up? Oh, here they are. Oh, I see. And are they separated from him or something? Oh, they are, huh? They're not good people? Most people are good, you know. Or do you know that? Is that true?
Most people are sinners?
All people are sinners? You mean I'm a sinner? Oh, come on. I don't like that at all. Well, that's what you say. All right, so what's he doing over here now?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Well, he's over there, and he's getting something over here. What's that? The what?
Putting a brick down.
Oh, he's putting bricks? Oh, that's what those are, bricks. Okay. And then what is he doing over here? I didn't get that.
He's washing off in the wash.
Oh, they're trying to wash themselves. What is that for? Are they trying to get better? Are they trying to get rid of their sin or something? That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. You think so? And that's what they're doing? They're washing themselves clean? Do people do that today? Try to clean themselves up, make them better? Themselves better. Do they do that?
Mm.
Yeah, they do. All right, you sit down. You get up. Thanks a lot. All right, you're going to help me out here. Okay, make sure I don't get too overbearing here. So, what's your name?
Chloe.
How did I not know that? Chloe.
Chloe?
Are you older than those other kids that I talked to? Well, your other... And do you know them? Who are they?
My sisters.
Oh, your sisters. Oh, no wonder you know them. So they're all, what, younger than you or older?
Younger.
Younger. And you're the oldest one? Huh? Oh, my. So you're the one that knows the most, then. I can go to you for things and that they might not know. Is that right? You hope so. Okay, let's look at this. I've been trying to study this map here of things that I found. And these guys, do you know who these people are?
That's Adam and that's Eve.
Adam and Eve. Well, thank you. And what do they have? They have a couple of kids now?
Yeah.
Oh, so they got married, I take it. Mm-hmm. I guess they should have gotten married. Are they supposed to be the first two on the earth? All right, what's this one all about now?
All these people are descendants from them.
Oh, these are all descendants of theirs. Oh, I see. And so, what are they doing right now, though?
They're trying to get to heaven.
They're trying to get to heaven? Where's heaven at?
No one knows.
Okay. That's a good answer. But where you don't think it's anywhere close by?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. That's what I was wondering. So what is this guy doing? What are this group of folks over here doing?
They're trying to get into heaven by their good works.
They're trying to get into heaven? What is heaven again?
It's the place where all the Christians and go and after they die and God lives there.
Okay, God lives there in heaven? And they get to go there? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's this one all about?
This is supposed to be hell.
Oh, what is hell?
It's a place where the people who aren't saved go.
Oh. Is it a good place?
No.
You don't want to go there. Okay. So, let's go on here. These guys are trying to tell the story. Are they... Is that what that is?
It's God's love gift inside.
Say it again.
God's love gift inside.
Oh, God has a love gift for us? Well, that's wonderful. What's this over here about? I don't understand it.
It's the same doorway.
Oh, it's the same story?
Doorway.
And these guys, what is the story? Read it for me. I can't read it.
It says, love gift ahead, free gift ahead, God's love gift inside.
God's love gift. And that's what they're supposed to read? Well, let's see what's going on here. All right. So what's this story? What's this picture about?
Some children find the one way to heaven and they go inside.
Oh, they find a way to heaven and they go inside? Is there a way to heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, where's it at? How does somebody find their way to heaven?
Through salvation.
And what is heaven?
God's home.
Oh, you mean there's a... And God, he is... Who is God?
He is the Savior.
Okay. He died... No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't know that. But anyway, this one called God, he cares about us? He wants... What's he want?
He wants us to live with him forever in heaven.
Oh, He does, and where is heaven?
No one knows.
That's a good answer. That's true, I guess. And so when are we going to get to heaven?
After you die or when the rapture comes.
Oh, I got to die? Hmm? Do I have to die?
Yes, you have to because of sin.
Oh, rats. I didn't think about that. I thought everything was just fine. I thought I would live forever. course, I've never met anybody that lives forever. They all seem to die too. That's funny how strange people are. Let's look at this again. All right, tell me what is going on here. I don't understand that.
That's the birth of Jesus, and these are some wise men coming to worship him.
And who is this Jesus?
He's God.
Okay, but who is God?
Our Savior.
Okay. So, is that somebody special? God? Is he very special?
Mm-hmm.
Has he done anything special for us?
Yes.
What has he done?
He died for our sins.
He died for our sins? Remember, I'm only 6, 7, 8 years old. I don't understand all this. So tell me a little bit more. Why did he die for our sins?
Because he loved us enough to pay for our sins on the cross.
He didn't want us to go where?
To hell.
Oh. And so he took off, he let himself be killed?
Mm-hmm.
For us? Did we deserve that? We did? I kind of think we don't deserve it, other than the fact that maybe anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, here they are. They're in a place. Where's this place at? Do you know?
No.
Huh? No. I don't either. They're meeting in a what? What are they meeting in? A what?
A wall.
A wall? No, I kind of think they're... What is that right there?
It's a picture of wise men and following a star.
Okay, so who is this person over here?
Mary and her baby Jesus.
Oh, and who is Mary and who is baby Jesus?
Mary is Jesus' mother and Jesus is God.
And what
Savior.
He's the Savior? In other words, he cares for us? Cares about us? Wow. I didn't know there was anybody who cared about me. I thought I was just, I didn't think it was special. I didn't think I was special or anything. Who are these people over here?
No, these are the same kids. And this is Jesus.
Oh, that's
getting crucified in these two pictures.
What do you mean crucified?
He was whipped and then nailed to a cross.
Why was it done? What was that done? This Jesus paid for our sins. And how did he do it? Somebody up, that's a bad thing? What if they need beating up? Rats! I like to do that kind of stuff. Don't you understand? I like to fight. And if there's anybody who needs fighting, I fight them. I like that. That's fun. So anyway, what about this stuff that you've got here? There's two people here. There's a guy here. And then...
what makes him different than these two? He what? Oh, he hates. And who is he at with Jesus? I missed that somehow. Oh. Wow, I should have known that, I guess. I didn't hear it much when I was a kid. I mean, since I'm a kid. So what's he doing over here? Oh, he's mad at them. But Jesus is supposed to be a good guy, isn't he? And here he is, making mad at Jesus. Is that smart? No, it's not smart, huh? I don't think it's smart. I mean, this Jesus that died on, you said he died back over here, paid our, died in our place? Is that what he did? Wow, you mean I can get my sins? Wait a minute, I don't have any sins. Yet. What is a sin? I've heard that word before. What is a sin?
Bad things we do.
Can't we do any of them? No, why not? Oh, he did? Well, that makes a lot of hardness for me. I don't understand. I can't. Can I go and hit somebody? No? Why not? Oh, he's. And this Jesus. Who is this Jesus again? He is God. I've heard that word before. And is that, does that mean he's somebody special? Okay. What about this right here? Here's this picture. And these people are, these two people that listen to this man over here, Jesus you called him, they went over here and they look like they're happy.
Yeah.
What are they happy about? Jesus died for their sins? Did he die for my sins? I don't know if I have any. But he died for my sins, huh? Wow, that's something. Somebody had to, I guess, huh? So, over here, what is he doing here? They're saved. What do you call saved? What does that mean? Oh, yes, they asked Jesus to forgive their sins. Is that what we've got to do? What if we don't? What is that? But is it a bad place or a good place? It's a bad place. And then if I don't take Jesus, I go to hell? Oh. I don't think I like that. What can I do about it? And Jesus will forgive me? Wow, that would be nice. Then I'd be going to heaven? Or no, what is the place called? Heaven? So I'm ready here. Is that what it is? Let's go on a little bit more. So these two guys, they did not take Jesus as their Savior, did they? Oh, they did. They did take Jesus as their Savior. And what happened to them? Oh. Okay. There is the other guy right there. What did he do? He was kind of stupid, huh? Well, and here he is going down the road here. He's getting out, getting away from the whole thing. And what's happening next? He's going out the door. Where is he going? Oh, my. And what is hell? Bad people go there? So what are where good people go?
Heaven.
That's what we've been talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Is there a lot of people like that? I'm like that, huh? Well, supposedly. So, these people, where are they going? They're walking past the door. They're going past this place, this bad place, I guess. What is it? Oh, the good place. That's right. I'm sorry. They're going past the good place, and they're going out the door, and they're this is a guy and a girl, I see. And where are they going then? What is heaven? Is that right? For sure? You wouldn't kid me, would you? You mean that's a place that anybody can go?
No.
No? No, anybody can go? Okay, but if you do that, can you go? Wow. That's good news, isn't it? So what happened to these two characters? People. Kids. Oh, they're going to heaven? Is that where we're going to go? She gets saved. That's where you're going. Well, I want to thank you. My let's see, who am I? Where are you?
Granddaughter,
that's it. Thank you. I think I'm going to quit, granddaughter. Thanks. I won't pick on you. Because I don't think I ran out of things to do. Thanks a lot. You can sit down. Thanks a lot. There's a lot of ways to get the gospel to a person. One of the ways is to make friends with them. You've got to make friends with people. You can't be pushy with them. You can't be smarter than they are, or think you're smarter, and pretend you're smarter. You've got to identify with that person. You've got to be caring about that person. You've got to care that they are going to heaven with you. If you think about that, if you don't share the gospel with someone and they go to hell, who is to blame? You are. For one person, that if you lose out on your opportunities to share Christ with them, and we all have the opportunities that we have that no one else has, we can share Christ with someone else. We can do it. Doesn't matter how old you are, how sick you are, what a problem you have with your eyesight. It doesn't matter. I don't need my eyesight to share the gospel story. I don't need to have a gospel story like this. It's helpful.